Well, first, we had some extraordinary breakthroughs on vaccinations, which have just been amazing, really a year to market. Now we're getting some real breakthroughs on therapeutics, and President Biden is talking about 4 million doses of COVID treatments in January, so that could be a real breakthrough. Let's get the latest from Jeannie Bauman, Bloomberg Law, senior reporter covering medical research. Jeannie, thanks so much for joining us here. One of the questions I have is, okay, so we've got these therapeutics that could really be impactful. Is the expectation that the anti-vaxxers or the folks that were hesitant about getting shots who could really benefit from these therapeutics, they will be hesitant again as it relates to these therapeutics?
Possibly. I mean, that is always a risk. But, you know, once you're sick, obviously, we have to have treatment options. Yep. And, you know, while we have remdesivir for people who are hospitalized, these are a really important tool to, especially the pills that may be authorized as early as today, maybe, that's what they you know, they could help keep people out of the hospital and keep the hospitals from overflowing.
Yeah, well, Jeannie, I want to ask you simply about whether or not there is that prediction baked into it. Is there going to be kind of hospitalizations or hospitals overflowing when you do have a population that is still vaccinated, still boosted? Is that the expectation that we're going to see something similar to what we saw with Delta?
I think that's the concern. I mean, there's still about 40% of the population that isn't vaccinated. And I think that is the main concern, because, you know, right now, most of the people that, you know, are hospitalized, 99% of them are the unvaccinated. And so I think they are really worried about a surge, and that's why they're, you know, have military teams going up and helping with those emergency, you know, hospitals. Yep. And healthcare systems.
So, Jeannie, what do we know about the efficacy of these pills that will be coming available in the next couple of weeks?
So Pfizer's Paxlovid actually is 89%, so it's pretty strong. Merck's was not quite as strong. I think it was around 30%, and the advisory committee did recommend it, but it was a pretty narrow recommendation. There were concerns about, you know, about risks for individuals who are pregnant, and of course that, you know, 30% is much lower than 89. So,
yep.
Yeah, Jeannie, let's talk. Go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just going to say, I think part of the concern is that, you know, with the testing shortage, and you do have to give these pills early within the first few days of diagnosis. So I think that could potentially become a concern in sort of administering these pills.
Jeannie, talk to us about, and this is something I'm curious for personal reasons. Let's talk about booster shots and talk about the efficacy of mixing your vaccines for the folks who got the Johnson & Johnson one dose shot and are now considering getting the Pfizer or Moderna booster, or vice versa, got the Pfizer and are considering getting a Moderna booster. What is the kind of knowledge? What is the research on that so far?
Well, the data showed that mixing and matching boosters was, especially with the Janssen vaccine, was as good or even better. I think Moderna had the strongest antibody response. Now, keep in mind, of course, that's just one way of measuring immunity, but it did have the strongest antibody response. We do not have data yet on the impact with the Omicron variant. NIH is running those studies now, and they expect to have data sometime within the next week.
Jeannie, where are we on the timeline of improving the existing vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna? I'm thinking about, you know, either making it in a pill format, which might be easier for some of the anti-vaxxers or more appealing, or to perhaps pair it up with, you know, the annual flu shot. Where are we in terms of just improving the existing vaccines?
I mean, I think there is some work on that. You know, of course, they you know, have to get it out. You know, they got these vaccines developed and out within record time. And yep. I think right now the focus is just on, you know, making sure that people get vaccinated at all, especially with especially globally. Right. Because.
Yeah.
That's
kind of that's a follow up there, which is, you know, I'm not sure where we are with kind of the developing world, just broadly defined. It seems that we knew that was going to be a challenge. It is, in fact, becoming a challenge. Is there any smart thinking about how to improve that situation?
I think a big part of it, and, you know, I've heard some criticism from Rick Bright, who used to run the Medical Countermeasure Agency, that there has to be more help, not just with donating vaccines, but really helping on the ground. getting vaccinations, you know, off the tarmac and into people's arms. Now, the Biden administration has said that they have teamed up with UNICEF and USAID, and they are doing that. And of course, there's the controversy about the intellectual property and, you know, whether that should be, you know, and whether they should give that away too. So
yeah, absolutely. All right, Jeannie, thanks so much for joining us, giving us some of the latest here on the vaccine front. Jeannie Bellman, Bloomberg Law senior reporter covering medical research. And